All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It didn't seem like it at first, but the move was made when the New York Knicks decided earlier today to part with Derek Fisher as their head coach. Now, of course, Knicks team president Phil Jackson brought in Fisher last year to groom the young head coach in the triangle offense. And in one plus seasons as the head coach of the Knicks, Fisher had a record of 40-96. Now, of course, last year, the Knicks were abysmal. And that was to be expected as they finished with a record of 17-65. It was one of their worst seasons, if not their worst season, in franchise history. Now, things got turned around for the Knicks in the offseason when they used the fourth overall pick in the 2015 NBA draft to draft power forward Kristaps Porzingis. And the youngster has really given the city and the team a spark. You also look at the signings of players such as center Robin Lopez, along with shooting guard Aaron Aflalo, the team with all-star small forward Carmelo Anthony, and you could see that this Knicks roster was improved. Now, the Knicks got off to a decent start. They showed more fight than they did last year. They were 22-22 on January 20th. But then you look at the recent comments made by Fisher in the New York media talking about the postseason this year really not being that important, and he was more worried about the process. And of course, you know, the New York media is going to take something like that and simply run with it. But at the same time, a comment like that allows a head coach like Derek Fisher, especially a guy that really does not have that much clout yet as a head coach in the NBA, to simply lose the locker room. And that has been the case, because ever since then, the Knicks have lost 8 of their last 9 contests. And in a lot of those games, the Knicks simply did not fight, especially down the stretch in those games. And it's a mental thing with them. And the reason why I say that, if your head coach is telling you this season is not important, why are you going to go out there and give it your all for 48 minutes on the hardwood? And, you know, words are powerful. And Derek Fisher learned a very hard lesson in that. And I mean, you look at some of these games. You go back to last Thursday when the Knicks were down big time at halftime on the road against the Detroit Pistons. They came back and scrapped and clawed and took a lead in the fourth quarter, only to lose the game by 6. The same thing could be said this past Friday at home against the Memphis Grizzlies. The Knicks were in that game throughout, but they could not finish. And the same was true yesterday at home in a 101-96 loss to the Denver Nuggets. Now, in Jackson parting with Fisher, he's decided to promote assistant head coach Kurt Rambis to be the Knicks' current interim head coach to finish out this season. And I think it's something where he is also holding the players accountable in that, of course, because you can't fire 15 guys, but you can simply part with one. And it's something, I don't think Rambis is the long-term guy for this team, but you're going to hear some names such as former Denver Nuggets head coach Brian Shaw, another Phil Jackson disciple with that triangle offense. And the real hot pick that you are going to hear about is current Golden State Warriors assistant coach Luke Walton. Of course, Walton played for the Lakers under Jackson, and you look at what he did during the start of the season for the Golden State Warriors when he filled in when current Warriors head coach Steve Kerr was recovering from back surgery. So those are the guys that make most sense. Of course, you're going to hear the names of Mark Jackson and Tom Thibodeau because they are high-profile coaches that are out there, but the bottom line is neither one of those guys run a triangle offense, and Phil Jackson has his heart set on finding a head coach that will run the triangle offense. So I think that Luke Walton and Brian Shaw are going to be the names that you're going to hear more often than anybody else over the next few months in regards to the Knicks. Now, you look at the Knicks' upcoming schedule, and they'll be at home tomorrow night against the Washington Wizards, followed by a road affair this Friday night against the Brooklyn Nets, and then another road game. They finish off the first half of the NBA regular season tomorrow night against the Washington Wizards. I was looking at the schedule wrong, of course. We have the All-Star break coming up this weekend. So the Knicks will not be in action for 10 days after tomorrow night at home against the Wizards. So it's going to be interesting to see what type of note that the Knicks are able to finish this first half on, what type of energy that they're going to bring to the court tomorrow night at home against the Wizards. And then you have some time where Kurt Rambis can really set his stamp, so to speak, on this basketball team heading into the second half of the season. All is not lost for the New York Knicks. They are only 4.5 games out of the final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference, but they do have some teams ahead of them. They have the Charlotte Hornets sitting at number 9, Orlando at number 10. You have the Washington Wizards at number 9 as well, pardon me, with the Magic. Both teams are tied for 9th place, rather, in the Eastern Conference, with the New York Knicks coming in 11th place. So the bottom line is they need to get it going. They're 1-9 in their last 10 games. All is not lost for this team. There's 28 games left. It's going to be interesting to see what we see from this squad coming down the stretch. But the bottom line is they have to play more, better ball in the fourth quarter. They have to find a way to finish. And that's something that has hurt them recently. And you just have to wonder if this team has hit the wall mentally. So this All-Star break, I think, came at the right time for the Knicks. And I'm just going to be interested to see how Rambis puts his touch on things with the Knickerbockers. So folks, that's going to wrap it up, and I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge next Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I'll be discussing the second half of the upcoming second half of the NBA season. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. Like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you're more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, and have yourselves a wonderful day.